Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And so it is that we sail into the happy hour on Gwen and Chris. A little past 5 o'clock.
We got a little carried away in the big 5.
Well, that's what happens when you talk about your shiny forehead the whole time. make sure you let everybody know about that.
Oh, that's the one thing I do. I call out the things that
call
I'm embarrassed
out.
About yeah. So that people can't call me out.
Well, yeah, they do anyway. We're in the happy hour. We're happy no matter what. It's brought to you by GL Pools. The swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Almost 20 years worth. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. And mention the word radio. You'll get a free month of pool service. GL Pools, our friends. And we welcome you back. Like I said, happy hour indeed. Tony and Jesse have the call of the game tonight. And I'll be down at the ball game tonight. Scraby, you're not going down there tonight?
Can't do it tonight.
All right.
I'll try to go tomorrow or Wednesday.
Taking a little Major League Baseball tonight. Looking forward to that.
You're much better at going to the games than I am.
Why? What do you mean? In terms of going?
Going to, like, weekday games. Like, because by the time I get done with everything here,
yeah, so you have to
I would
work
be down there by,
do.
Like, 7:15.
You work harder than I do. I also plan on not staying the whole game this time.
Oh, yeah, because of
made
last
a mistake
time.
My last outing, and I sat in the tailgate parking lot forever. And I'm also never driving back to San Diego on a Sunday from Vegas. Well, yesterday was the last time for that. Man,
well,
it was bad.
If someone would have booked the right flights,
right, we wouldn't have had to do that. But yes. It's still
I'm hoping your wife is not listening. Right
I think
now.
She is. She just told me to call her in the car.
Oh
so,
no.
Well done. That's up for debate. We don't know who it was, so we're just going with both of us. Messed up the plane reservations there, but
reservations.
Yes, we had a good time. You know me. You know we're at concert. I saw Saturday night
Barry Manilow,
and I'm telling you, I was prepared to come back with a report of, all right. He's lost the fastball for good. You know what I mean?
He hasn't lost.
He's 82 years old. Not only he looks good, like he's in good shape, and he put on an hour and a half or so, maybe a little longer, and he didn't stop. He was back and forth. He had everybody up and cheering and screaming, and you know, like I said, if you don't like his songs, it doesn't matter what he does. But if you like his songs, he still puts on a hell of a show. I couldn't believe it. I was really surprised. I did not expect it. And the one funny thing my wife noticed, because we were down and closer to the front there, if we're looking over our shoulder, and attached to the railing in the balcony was this big monitor facing the stage.
Okay.
That was there to remind Barry what to do, what to sing, what to say.
That's fine.
Some of the words. He never even used it, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, we were on it. We were kind of laughing. We're like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, if you have to.
Like, he's not going to even be able to, like, know what song it is.
He's like,
you know?
What does that say?
Yeah. No, it was not like that, and I would tell you if it was. He really did a. I mean, I know a lot of people. He's playing in Las Vegas again, I think, in September, and. You know, if you have parents who love this guy or something, get them some tickets. They will really like it. It's kind of an unpaid for, you know.
We gave away tickets
support,
to Barry Manilow.
But, yeah, he did a great show. All right. We go here with the Padres and the Nats, hoping they'll put on a good show tonight. Game one of a 3-game series. Stephen Kolek. By the way, where would the Padres be without Stephen Kolek? And how about, you know, our guy...
Randy Vasquez?
Not Vasquez.
Ryan Burgert.
Burgert. He's pitched
been good
well,
too. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Cease and Pivetta are the two guys that are still kind of the stalwarts, but these other three guys give the Padres a chance to win every time out.
Yeah.
Problem is, the offense is not there. Mm-mm. On any kind of consistent basis. You know, we had a nice walk-off win yesterday, thanks to Iglesias coming through. Yeah, offensively, I think it's just, you know, Bogarts has been doing his thing lately, but we have got to pick up another bat, Scraby. Yes. It's just going to be imperative.
Yes.
And they might need to pick up another arm.
Yes.
Because I don't know when Michael King's coming back. I'm going to say when. I can't go with if yet. I can't believe that Michael King is going to sleep, mess up a nerve, and never come back again. Like, I just don't want to believe that. But I guess it's a possibility. And where's Darvish? We keep hearing about it. Yeah, he's throwing a game.
He threw 40 pitches.
He's feeling better. He's like, oh, come
Simulated
on.
Simulated games.
Get him in there. Let's go.
I know.
Padres are 5 games out of first place right now. They're a game and a half behind the Gigantes for second. They're also a game behind the Brewers for a playoff spot, or half game for a playoff spot. Padres would not be in the playoffs if they started today. That gets me a little nervous.
That does.
You know, it gives me a little edgy feeling.
Yeah, but I'd rather them, like, this is going to sound crazy, but I'd rather them be, like, fighting for a playoff spot than having one and just being like, oh, we got one.
What I like is the fact that this is what started in 2020. That was the shorter season.
Yes.
But starting that, this is the sixth year in a row. They've been in the running, relevant, playing games that matter.
Yep.
I know this doesn't sound like a lot, but I feel like as a fan, that's what you can demand to a certain extent. Like, I just want my team to be relevant.
This is who they are now.
And it doesn't, you don't have to always win or, you know, but you have to win sometimes, but you always want to be relevant. Speaking of relevance, I just a quick thing and then I'll move back to, we got a Scraby segment coming up to close out the show. Scraby's got, and we got some sound to hear from Mike Schilt.
Yes.
So let me get to that in the next segment. But
okay.
I saw this story today and I kind of had a chuckle.
A chuckle.
I had a chuckle.
A little chortle?
A little chortle. Evidently, I did not know this. The Colorado Rockies owner is?
Dick Monfort.
Dick. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well.
Monfort.
Yeah. He's the older brother of two.
Hmm.
Now, when the Rockies were successful, and they had a time when they had some fun teams, a lot of good
World Series
seasons. Right. It was Dick's brother, Charlie, younger brother, Charlie, who did most of the stuff. He was kind of the guy. I did not know whatever happened to Charlie till I found out today. Charlie Monfort has been, for lack of a better term, in the bottle for like all these years.
Oh, he's drinking.
He's been down and out drinking.
Oh, that's not, I did not expect that.
I didn't either. Anyway, he apparently, according to a story in the Denver Post today, Charlie is back. The sobriety, you know,
good.
He's good. He's taken back.
Okay.
He's ready to return to helping with the Rockies.
All right. I cheer for a guy like that.
Yeah, and he said he cries every day when he watches them play now.
So like, he cares.
He can't believe it. And he says, you know, that he's going to start trying to make some call and decisions and working closer with his brother to try to get them back. So, interesting, you know.
That is.
Development.
That is interesting.
With the Rockies.
I wonder if Dick's like...
Yeah, because Dick is...
Go away.
Dick is an idiot. But Charlie, when he was the guy, the Rockies were okay. And I didn't know that Charlie was... And evidently, like, they had a falling out. The brothers, the whole thing, the drinking, the team, everything, you know, everything went away. Now they're back speaking, and so...
Good. I'm glad to hear that he's on the straight and narrow.
He's on the mend.
That's good.
All right, we'll hear from Mike Schilt. Luis Arraez is batting cleanup again tonight. Why is that? What does Schilt think? Fernando Tatis Jr. has some thoughts on the big trade with the Nationals that pretty much gave the Nationals their starting lineup tonight. And we'll also hear from C.J. Abrams about his return to San Diego with a Scraby segment after traffic.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right, quick scoreboard check. Monday night, some baseball. Not a full schedule, but a bunch of games. Orioles 5-0 over the Rangers. Whatever happened to Bochy, man? His club's not been great this year.
You know, the Orioles have been worse, but
Texas is under 500. Atlanta, Acuna's homer. Mets are struggling. 3-0 Braves in the fifth. Reds over the Yankees, 2-1 in the fourth. Judge is homered for New York. Arizona, 5-0 on the White Sox. Pittsburgh, 1-0 over Milwaukee. Cubs, Cardinals, first meeting of the year. Scoreless in the fourth. Does anybody really need a Mariners Twins score?
I just saw that the Mariners scored.
Okay. Well, then you have a score. 1-0.
Ty France made an unfortunate play at first.
The former Mariner, now a Twin.
Yes. Now a Twinkie, as you would say.
A Twinkie. Padres are ready to roll against the Nats at 6:40. Scraby's going to take things over now, as he will navigate the rest of the show in the Scraby segment.
Yes, that's right.
Since there's no Chronicles tonight.
No, we don't have Chronicles for quite... Thursday would be a Chronicles,
Thursday
but
be a
after
Chronicle
that,
day.
Not many Chronicles.
Thursday's a Chronicle day.
And then, yeah, the All-Star break is going to be here before we know it, Chris. It's like 2 weeks away.
Like I said, Saturday is the actual midway point.
True.
Game
yeah.
81 is Saturday.
So we can really have an opinion then.
Doesn't it seem like we're so far away, so far past the halfway mark? We're not even the halfway yet.
I don't know why this season feels like there's been three seasons within the first half.
It's taken
half.
Forever.
It has.
Yeah, Dodgers, Tigers, a couple of other teams have played 79 games, but nobody is at the halfway mark yet.
All right, well, let's start with this. Luis Arraez has moved from the two spot to the cleanup spot, and, you know, Rafael Devers is a guy who wouldn't move somewhere. There's other guys who won't move around. Juan Soto won't move around in the lineup, and he just made an incredibly bad play in the outfield, and he gave Austin Riley a triple.
He, man, his base running last week on a fly ball that Acuna caught.
Yeah, he didn't see that Acuna caught it.
He didn't know to run to second, to first.
He was
threw
lost.
His arms up in the air. Somebody tweeted out, like, what an incredibly low IQ baseball play. The thing is, You're being a little harsh there.
Yeah, that's a little
harsh.
Because Acuna made a great catch.
He did, but Juan Soto should just be better than this. He just should, and he just isn't. His talent is undeniable, right? To hit a baseball.
Yeah.
This guy can do it as well as anyone we've seen. But there are a lot of other things that go along with baseball, and Juan Soto doesn't do a whole lot of those things well.
And I think that he's kind of a victim of everybody saying he's really, really great at defense because it's not like that.
He's really not. No.
Yeah, anyway. So I was bringing that up because Luis Arraez, what did he think when Mike Schilt came to him and asked him to move to the cleanup spot? He talked to the media about
it. All right.
No, if it's something for her, the team win, I'll be there. Batting four, batting nine, batting six, whatever spot I have there, I just need opportunity to go there and do something for the team. I'll go there and do it.
You've been primarily lead off the most of your career. Was it just an easy decision, just seamless transition?
Yeah, for me everything is easy, especially when we have a really good communication, especially with a great manager. We have a very good communication, so I said yes, put me there and then let's see what happens.
All right, so Luis Arraez, that's exactly what I expected from him.
Me too.
Because that's the type of guy he is. And I love
the club is 1-0 with him in the cleanup spot.
Yes,
so
it is.
It's a good start.
I love that he said that they have great communication. That tells me a lot about how Mike Schilt runs the clubhouse.
Agreed.
Because communication is everything. If you just come up to Luis Arraez one day and you're like, hey, you're batting seventh.
Well, if you just write his name in there, you don't tell him.
True.
Just write it in.
That's another good point.
There's two former Padres around baseball that are batting cleanup tonight. Care to try? Two former Padres are batting cleanup in their games tonight. It's not easy.
Is James Wood one of them?
James Wood's not. He's batting second tonight for the Nationals.
CJ Abrams one of them?
No, he's batting first.
I don't know.
This is pretty tough.
Okay.
Yeah, Josh Naylor. He's batting cleanup for the Diamondbacks tonight. And the great Sanchino, Gary Sanchez.
Wow.
Is batting cleanup for the Orioles tonight. But the cleanup spot Tony and I discussed it earlier, is just a different breed than it used to be.
Yeah.
You used to have to hit like 30 home runs to bat cleanup.
Yep.
Now you can be Luis Arraez and bat cleanup.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It is okay.
So we'll see if it keeps working for the pods. I think they're not. Desperate's too strong, but they're tinkering because they know it's not working.
Exactly, and that's what I like to see at this point in the year. It's small changes, but it's changes.
Yeah, it's not working right now. They need better.
I know we got one game under our belt with Jackson Merrill back, but Jackson looked like he was seeing the ball well yesterday.
Again, we talked about it. He hit the ball in a heart. He hit a home run that got pulled back. He had a double, and he also saved the game.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, he got to that ball so fast in right center field, whirled, threw a strike to Iglesias. That kept the go-ahead run from scoring. Mm-hmm. It was a great play that people probably don't realize just how great it was.
I mean, we've been at spring training, and I've watched those guys just do drill after drill drill.
Well, you can do all the drills you want, but in the game, you still have to pull it off.
And but what I'm saying is they work at it real hard.
No, it was well done.
But
so do other teams. Let's not make it seem like we're the only team that practices cutoffs.
No, the Padres are the only team that practice.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Speaking of Jackson Merrill is really good friends with James Wood, and so yesterday, they asked him when he got, because he was back and they reinstated him, they asked him about facing James Wood and what it's like.
What is that like when you get to see him, and what have you thought of his success?
Yeah, man, I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all. Kid's a beast. He's been a beast since he was 13. You know, it doesn't surprise me at all. What, was it 21 homers he won last night? Yeah, man, every day he comes to the field ready to play. You know, everybody's always like, oh, he's moving so slow. He's moving as fast as he can. He's moving fast, too, so... You know, we got to be ready for him. He's going to come here and play his ass off. You know, obviously, he didn't get to play here when he debuted, so, you know, it'd be good for him to come back and play against him.
I think that's really kind of cool that they grew up together. I also saw
they're
a picture.
They're both from Maryland.
They grew up in the same area.
Yeah,
they were
Rockville, Maryland.
Played
James
together.
Wood. Yeah. James Wood, by the way, isn't slow. He's got 9 stolen bases, so he's not a truck out there. He's also got a 934 OPS.
Yes, he does.
And we know it. Yes, the Padres could use him in left field. But Tony was correct, and we didn't get paid to say it. But hope you enjoyed the 2022 run to the NL Championship. Hope you enjoyed the playoffs last year. Those things may not have happened had James Wood not been traded. That's it. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So don't put it in a vacuum. In a vacuum, would we like to have this James Wood on this team right now? Yes.
Of course.
But that's not how this all works.
You just heard Jackson say some people think he's going too slow, meaning progressing through the minor leagues too slow. I mean, that's what the Padres would have had to do. They would have had to wait for him to come to this
point.
It would have taken time. It would have taken 3 years.
Okay. No, I'm just agreeing with you.
No, I know.
I'm trying to move you along because you only have a few minutes left to, you know, finish up your segment.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Let's hear from, I just opened up Microsoft Word on accident. Let's hear from J.J. Abrams because J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams. Lost, man. One of my favorite
director.
Shows.
He's a director.
Lost is a great show. Are we going to be talking about... We're going to be talking, what was that? What was the character's name? The thing that was out in the wilderness.
Oh,
there,
the smoke monster?
The smoke monster, yeah.
Yeah, I know. When I change one letter in the name, it changes everything about that
change
person.
Change the complete meaning of this, yes.
But C.J. Abrams was talking about how he's grown since he left San Diego.
I hope so.
Well, C.J., it's been a few years the trade, but you're back in San Diego once again. How's it feel to be back?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, be here with the squad, trying to get another win.
Is there any weirdness playing the team that drafted you, or does it wear off after a while?
It kind of wears off, you know. Coming back to San Diego is not a bad place to play. But, you know, it's electric. We're going to go out there, like I said, get a win.
Since that trade, what have you learned, and how have you grown as a player?
Yeah, I've learned a lot, you know, in all aspects of my game, and just continue to get better each and every day, stay where my feet are, and, you know, do my thing.
All right, there's C.J. Abrams here. I just want to tell you from Sam Levitt, because he's the one who got all this audio today, I got a text message from Sam just a little bit ago saying that I need to tell everyone he has a jam-packed pregame show, and they won't want to miss it. That is a quote
they
from my text
They would never
want
to miss Sammy Levitt. I don't want to hijack any of your... Go any of your segment, but I have something really good to finish with.
That's fine. Let's go with that.
So I'm going to finish
this
with this.
This better
be
good, though.
It is.
Is it better than me making fun of Dave Roberts?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not going to make you happy. First of all, this part isn't neither here nor there, but it's newsworthy to know. If you may remember Fernando Tatis Jr. Borrowed money. Or got money ahead of his contract money.
Yes.
From a big, company, what you call it, Big League Advance, it was called. So they gave him money before he signed his big money contract.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he is now suing them because he's saying in a complaint filed in Superior Court today that BLA, Big League Advance, is accountable for, quote, exploitative, predatory business practices, shamelessly pushing illegal loans on young, vulnerable athletes, most from economically disadvantaged Latin America countries. We'll see where this goes.
He's not wrong.
At face value,
when I heard about this whole thing, I was like, how did they even do that? Because they're basically investing, the player's giving them money. They're giving them a loan. And the player has to pay it back over the time of
the
contract.
But they have to pay it back at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah,
and this is what this is about. But this is not where I wanted to go.
Okay.
Do you remember when Fernando Tatis Jr. in September of 2021 hit a ball 467 feet out of Dodger Stadium?
Oh, yes, I do.
You know what happened?
Someone defaced it.
They took his plaque down.
Because someone defaced it.
It's no longer there.
And they're going to put a new one up, they say.
Oh, okay. Well, then you may not be as angry as I thought you were.
Yeah, no.
I had thought that reading the headline, it said Dodgers take down Fernando's plaque. I'm like, what?
No. It was
just because they had one little thing last week where they hit him like 19 times. They're now taking his plaque down?
No, it's not about that at all, Chris.
Okay. It's been damaged. It will be replaced.
Some stupid Dodger fan defaced it, and they had to take it down. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Staples. But that story with Fernando is just a new one, actually. Kevin Acey just posted about it, so if you want to, go to San Diego Union Tribune and find out more about that.
What's that? The plaque or the lawsuit?
Oh, the lawsuit.
Yeah.
That interests me a little bit, and I think that Fernando... I don't know what his intentions are, but I think he's protecting other players.
He's
out
trying.
There.
It'll be interesting to see how much, you know, they say it was his fault for, you know, not figuring this out ahead of time.
Correct.
How much of the blame lies with him? Or how much did the company maybe mislead him? This is what will be discussed.
And this is maybe there's stuff that we just don't know about that's happening off the field.
No.
All the time.
But I think this is not a bad thing to bring to light. I hope it works out and helps Fernando and or people down the road.
Exactly.
Because it does seem like these companies are kind of there to try and prey on the unsuspecting.
Yeah, here's some. I know you're really poor, your family needs money. Here's some money, but you're going to have to sign a contract that means you pay us back with interest. Lots of interest.
All right. Padres National Sam Levitt's pregame show is so good.
Jam-packed!
We got to get out of here. And we'll see you tomorrow. 2:00. Tony, Scraby, Chris. Happy Monday night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.